Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Monday, July 7th, and it is time to check in with Dr. Weiss from Concordia Seminary. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Hey, good morning to you and your listeners.
Good morning. Good morning. How are things going for you this morning?
Well, not so bad. Trying to get over a little what they call vertigo and a little sinus problem. So otherwise, all things are good.
Uh-oh, you know? too many fireworks.
You know, well, I always tell people God has a way of slowing us down from our frenzied pace sometimes, and sometimes we're not always in agreement. Sometimes we don't know why, but it just kind of happens that way. So you got to do what you have to do and thank the Lord for another day. And kind of reminds me of, one of the things that we have to understand is not be anxious about tomorrow. I always tell people when we get to tomorrow, you know, tomorrow is not there. It's the present day, and it's kind of like there was a phrase some time ago that I heard somebody say, every day is a gift. That's why we call it the present. and I think that's true. So it's all good. So what I'd like to chat with about this morning may not be what some of your listeners are expecting, some more perhaps bioethical issues or some more things on the gay marriage that continues to make its head pop up. Although I will say July 1st was the first day where Boy Scouts of America can allow gay teenagers into their programs. That became official last year. And then I would encourage our listeners to go to the lcms.org and type in Dr. Harrison's memos on this whole issue and what he went through with the executive director of the Boy Scouts of America and the final agreement that they came up with, not agree to disagree, but what they wrote about regarding this whole issue. And it's quite good, quite helpful for pastors in the parish. Some of the fellows that I had in class this past 2 weeks, they were not aware of this. And but President Harrison was on top of this, and I think it's good. I know my brother had to go through this because people have to understand in the parish, if you do this, that the pastor has to sign the charter for this. And that means you have to agree to whatever the charter says. And having gone through Boy Scouts and especially the Eagle program, you have to understand they have one batch called Family and God. And I'll tell you, Andy, I don't know how they're going to work that one out. Because it requires things that probably aren't in line with what some gay and lesbians think they should be doing, but it certainly is in line with what the scriptures talk about, marriage and things like that. So there are some things there that just to kind of, as a point of information, which I know your program does, to help people keep up on things, there is one thing that I think would be beneficial for those who are listening this morning, especially the pastors, if they're unaware of this, to at least be tuned in, because sometimes one should never say, well, that'll never happen in our church. We're not going to have Boy Scouts of America. But with our society becoming so footloose and fancy-free and apathetic and indifferent towards the scriptures, that I think that this would be a good thing for people to be tuned into.
It's certainly always important to stay on top of what's going on with these things.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and I don't know if you've covered this because I didn't want to get into creation again because I know you all do that. So on Fridays, so I didn't want to get into that. Sorry about the harsh voice, but it's kind of the way it is. It sounds like a Model T engine. the one thing, though, is, we had the celebration of the 4th of July weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sharing with some people in church about President Eisenhower. And some of this comes out of him. I had been to his museum and was aware of this when I was doing a postdoctoral fellowship in biology and genetics at Kansas State University. He and Mamie Eisenhower are buried in Abilene, Kansas, where he hails from, and which is about 65, 70 miles west of Kansas, Manhattan, Kansas, where Kansas State University is. And so Touchstone Magazine had a really great article in it, and I was happy to see this because it puts a good note on certainly the 4th of July weekend, and I think a good continuation of the emphasis of prayer in the life of persons who are leading our military with all of the stuff that's going on over in Iraq right now and Afghanistan. But President Eisenhower, just to share this quickly, he wasn't baptized as far as those historians can understand, and he kind of grew up as a Russellite. And Mamie Eisenhower was a Presbyterian. And after they got married, and he had a lot of struggles over the war, especially coming up with June 6, 1944, D-Day. He said, a lot now on prayer and going to church and hearing and reading God's Word. And so therefore, after he got married to Mamie, he became a Presbyterian, was baptized. And one of his statements that he makes regarding, I think, the whole issue of the church, especially the left and right-hand kingdom, as soon as the election is over, he said, I'll join a church, meaning the Presbyterian church. He told Billy Graham, because apparently Billy Graham was on his, literally, figuratively, on his case, to be baptized and join a church. And he said, I'm not going to do it in order to get elected. I don't want to use the church politically, which I thought was quite a profound statement. So after he was baptized, and of course married to Mamie Eisenhower, he really felt that prayer and worshiping was the strength that he needed to make these tough decisions, especially in 1994 after the war was over, and he kept talking about the importance of prayer and God. Now, we have to understand that what he's talking about when you read his autobiographical history, he's talking about the Trinity. He's talking about three persons and one God. Many people aren't aware of that, but that's what he's talking about, because I know there's lots of, some people talk about, well, you know, this universal God, you can believe in any God, and that's not true. There's only one God, and that's the God of the Bible that took on human flesh. And so he said in his inauguration, he said, today I think that prayer, this is an inauguration address, I think that prayer is just simply a necessity, because by prayer, I believe we mean an effort to get into the touch with the infinite, and it is worth talking to God because he has the answers. So what the result of all of this is, in 1954, he's the one, I think, that many of your listeners would know, put in under God in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. This became a public law, and it was signed in on June 14th, 1954. And then onto the coins, especially the penny, he's the one that, in terms of "In God We Trust," needed to be emphasized. So when we pledge allegiance to the flag, one nation under God, what he was talking about is the Trinity, and I think that's very, very helpful for people to understand that in the sense that we're not worshiping, you know, the pledge, that we're worshiping a nation that God had established. And this, of course, takes us back to Romans 13, establishes for his purpose. So I just want to share that with people if they have an opportunity to go to the Internet and take a look at Touchstone Magazine and this article on President Eisenhower and what presidents go through and how he was the one that initiated Civil Rights Acts of 1957 and 1960. That was designed to protect the voting rights of African Americans. I think that might surprise a lot of people. I'm not trying to get political, but I'm trying to say that in the political realm, as we do in the church I'm serving, we always pray for the president and all elected officials at the state, local, and federal level. They need the wisdom of Solomon and the strength of David to keep their eyes focused on Christ, who's the author and perfecter of faith. So in this context, I just wanted to share that little bit of information this morning with your listeners.
Sure. That office is a tough office to hold, that of president. And obviously, we're all going to be pretty critical of whoever holds that office, because the duties can be so important. And it's not an easy task that's set before them, that's for sure.
Well, no. And I think when he was baptized, it's interesting, when President Eisenhower was baptized, he was baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the pastor said, "May the Lord defend you with his grace." And the other thing is, what I find interesting with all the prayer being taken out of many schools and held back in some other context, when he got this under God passed by the Congress, he said, "From this day forward, the millions of our school children will daily proclaim the dedication of our nation with our people to the Almighty God." And of course, that has been shot down over and over and over again. And he was the first president to appear at the National Prayer Breakfast, the Presidential Prayer Breakfast, known as the National Prayer Breakfast. And I'm not trying to toot his horn too much, but I think it says something that when presidents are in their positions of power, and I think from our viewpoint as Christians listening to this, the Lord is very clear that 1 Thessalonians 5:17, we are to pray constantly. Prayer is not a means of grace, but prayer is commanded by our Lord. And my daughter, who's a doctor down in Carbondale, her fellow doctor was killed in an automobile accident Monday with two other people, and he's a physician. And you know, she said that, she told me, she said, "You know, Dad, prayer is just, it just helps me. It's it's kind of like a soothing medicine for body and soul, to get me in touch with God and to know that he's hearing what I have to say."
Certainly. Well, thanks for that history this morning. That was quite a bit of quite interesting history that I didn't know about Eisenhower. Well, thank you very much, Pastor.
Okay.
God's blessings on your week this week, Dr. Weiss.
Okay. Godspeed to you and your listeners, Andy.
We'll talk again next week.
You bet. Bye.
Bye now. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily lectionary. Hope you can join us for that as we study God's word this morning, all right here on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO, the messenger of good news.